Hello everyone, happy Friday, and today our devotional will be from Psalm 27. Again, that is Psalm 27. Let me read this passage for us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. This is a psalm written by David in a very difficult time in his life. From the context of the passage, we can assume that he is being persecuted by his enemies. But despite this, this psalm is a confident declaration of faith. Faith that God is David's light and salvation, and so he will wait upon the Lord for his deliverance. The first three verses start with this acknowledgement that God will prevail over David's enemies and that he, at the end of the day, has nothing to be afraid of. Starting from verse 1, David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" David's confidence in the Lord continues in verses 2 and 3, where David says that there are evildoers, adversaries, foes, an army waiting to devour David, but he still knows that it will be they who stumble and fall. This is how David starts off this psalm. He declares that he has no doubt in his mind that God is truly God, and that despite the craziness of life that's right in front of him, these circumstances do not define and gauge his faith that God will have victory. God is truly David's light and salvation. The next verse, verse 4, takes a little bit of a turn. David goes from declaring God in his might to be his light and salvation to talking about how he wants to be with God and to gaze upon his beauty. David says, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Above anything, David wants to be in the presence of the Lord. He wants to be with God because he knows that it is within God's character to protect his children. This is what verses 5 and 6 say, that God will hide David in his shelter, lift him high upon a rock, and his head will be lifted up above his enemies. And as God is faithful in this way to David, David in turn offers sacrifices, shouts with joy, and sings to the Lord. Even though David is going through probably one of the most dreadful and trying times in his life, nothing about this psalm is solemn, passive, or defeated. In fact, it's actually quite the opposite. This psalm, up to this point, is characterized by a declaring of faith and a complete confidence in who God is. However, in the second half of this psalm, David begins to pray to the Lord, and here we see a more intimate and vulnerable side of David. It's evident from these next couple of verses, starting from verse 7, that David did not lead a perfectly struggle-free life because of his faith in God. His prayer shows that David still struggled. Verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Verse 9, hide not your face from me, cast me not off, forsake me not. Verse 12, give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. We see here in these verses that there were times when David stumbled and felt as if God wasn't there. Especially in verse 9 when David says, hide not your face from me. It seems like David for a moment thought that God was hiding himself from him. I'm sure the same could be said for many, if not all of us. When we are immediately faced with some kind of struggle, a mountain of responsibilities in our work, relational issues with family or friends, feelings of inadequacy in who we are, whatever it may be, we momentarily forget that God is still God and is already victorious. And the key here is that though David struggled, though he momentarily forgot that God is always there, he brought these struggles before the Lord. As David brings these honest prayers before God, he asks him to lead him through the struggles he's experiencing. Verse 11 says, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. There is a tone of humility and admittance that David needs the guidance of the Lord that teaches him God's way. David gives an exhortation in verse 14 to close out this psalm, and he says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And I think that's exactly what waiting on the Lord looks like. To come before God with all honesty and humility, bringing our struggles before him, not in a way where we are hopeless and defeated, but fully confident that the Lord was, is, and will continue to be our light and our salvation. In the Galatians sermon series that we've been going through the past couple of Sundays, a big theme that seems to arise is the merit-based society, the meritocracy that this world projects onto us. And when we live in this world of performance, every man for himself, earning our merit, waiting on the Lord seems like an illogical and sometimes embarrassing solution. We want to make solutions for ourselves, to prove to the world and to others that we are capable and self-sufficient. But David in this psalm reminds us that this is far from the truth. David's immediate reaction to being faced with opposition was not to find a solution by himself and to prove self-sufficiency, but it was to wait upon the Lord, to seek after and dwell in the house of God, to ask God to teach him his way, and to remain fully confident in not his, but in God's power. Today, let's come before God and ask him, how can I wait upon you today? There may be circumstances in our lives that tell us to forget God for a moment and rely on ourselves. But I challenge us to seek God all the more when we feel this temptation. Let's wait upon the Lord in full confidence of who he is. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a powerful, powerful God. You are above and sovereign over any and all circumstances, even ones that seem impossible to conquer. Lord, as we head into the world and live our daily lives, help us to remember that you go before us, that we are not alone in battle. Help us to take heart because you have already overcome the world through Jesus. Teach us, Lord, to seek you, to remain in you, and to wait for you. Won't you be with us as we give this day to you? In Jesus' name, amen.